Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good to have you with us tonight, this morning. Hello. We are on Earth. Earth, come in. All right, I know what day it is. Welcome. We're glad to have you. It is April the 20th, 2022. What in the world is going on with this year? This year is flying by. And, the one movie, I don't know if you remember it or if I can or if anybody remembers it, but it's that one movie where the guy was always saying, smoking. That's how I feel 2022 is going, is it is smoking right now. But you know what? You and I are here and we're doing it. And so we are taking this year by storm. And we want you to do it with us. Now, we've been studying David's life, and we've been studying King Saul's life, and David on his way to being king. The last references we read about Saul was he was killed in battle. Well, now that he's killed in battle, and Jonathan's killed in battle, and the Philistines are trying to take over, now it's time for David to become king. That's not our subject tonight. We're going to get a few more Psalms in that David wrote about the time he was in and God and his loving care and the great wisdom from God that comes in the middle of the circumstances of life. That's what's beautiful about Psalms. When you read them, you can hear a man who is dealing with the issues of life and yet calling on the God of heaven. Let's pray our opening prayer. I'll just get going here. It's my fellow liver that's with me. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, and that I may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so that I will know the love of God, Christ, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Here we go. Psalm. Our first psalm is Psalm 121. And we're going to read a bunch of these right here. Last night, we was here for almost an hour. Tonight, maybe 15 minutes. But it'll be all right.
It is.
Psalm 121, this is the psalm of ascents, safety of the godly who put their trust in God's protection. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. That's a good sign. He who keeps Israel shall slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. He's the shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day. Moon by night. The moon is a light. Letting that soak in a little bit. Never felt like I was struck by the moon. Verse 7, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Now, that last verse there matches Deuteronomy 28 that says, I'm going to bless you when you come in, and I'm going to bless you when you go out. I'm going to bless you in the city, all y'all that live in the city? Then he said, I'm going to bless you in the field. So it doesn't matter where you go. God's blessing is on you and on your life.
Amen.
Our challenge is we got to learn to understand it, learn to see it, and experience it. Psalm 123. Unto you I lift up my eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, and the eyes of the maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy on us, because his mercy endures forever. Psalm verse 3, have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us. We are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with and with the contempt of the proud. Well, we got to learn how to put those at ease have, and then put ourselves, then we'll be at ease.
Amen.
Because he promised the blood work of our hands. Psalm 124. The Lord is the defense of his people. A psalm of David. Verse 1. If it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, let Israel now say, and the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. The swollen waters would have gone over our soul. That's referring to a flash flood that comes down in a stream, the swollen waters. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snares of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. I like that. Not only did we escape the snare, he broke it. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Some of you might be experiencing situations in your life. These Psalms may be very important to you. Underline as we're going through them. Underline so whatever it is you do in your Bible. And most certainly, read out loud with it. I know I'm probably difficult to read out loud with. It's all right. Still do it. Psalm 128. Of those who fear the Lord. Doesn't mean to be afraid of him. 125. No. Let's do 125. Thank God for a good floor director. The Lord, the strength of his people. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. And Jesus said, whoever has faith will speak to the mountain and it'll be removed.
Amen.
And he was probably looking at Mount Zion. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. From this time forth and forever. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous.
Hallelujah.
Lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. I really like that verse. That has now become a rebuilding the walls of righteousness verse right there. The scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous. And that is the United States of America. Verse 4. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good. And to those who are upright in their heart, as for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, or lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Peace be upon Israel.
Amen.
If you did not, you should hear tonight's Tuesday, April 19th message on our evening program. It's very powerful about Israel and spoken from a man from Israel who's a Messianic Jew. It's powerful. You can find it right here on YouTube. It'll be a blessing to you. Psalm 128.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Gail Blunt. Yeah, it's good to have you. I am home. Woo! Welcome home. Honey, we're home. Some of you are like, what is up with you guys tonight? We're just being our happy, jovial, God-blessed selves. That's what we are. Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you will be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Now, I've seen my children's children, but I guarantee you, I want to see my children's 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 children if Jesus tarries that long without coming back. Because I plan to be 120, maybe 130 or 140. That'd be cool. Live that long and be an influence the whole time. Like Moses, 120 years old and still climb a 6,000-foot mountain.
The wisdom you will have then.
Oh, I was talking about climbing mountains, but yes, I have great wisdom. 120, the song of victory over Zion's enemy. Remember, in the kingdom, Zion, or in the New Testament, Zion is the church. Song of victory over Zion's enemies, a song of ascent. Verse 1. Many a time they have afflicted me from my youth, let Israel now say. Many a time they have afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed on my back. They made their furrows long. The Lord is righteous. He has cut in pieces the cords of the wicked. Let all those who hate Zion be put to shame and turned back. I like that one. Let them be as the grass on the housetops, which withers before it grows up, with which the reaper does not fill his hand, nor he who binds sheaves his arms. Neither let those who pass by them say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Now, Jesus said, bless those who persecute you and bless those who curse you. Now we have to take that verse we just read and Jesus' verse, and we come to our doctrine in the New Testament. Jesus said, bless those that curse you. They ask you to go a mile, go another one. They ask for your shirt, give them your coat and your shirt. Psalm 130. Waiting for the redemption of the Lord. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
Amen.
Can I get an amen from anybody? Ezekiel, let's look at it. Isn't that something? I wanted to go to Ezekiel, and I turned to the exact page.
Holy Spirit does that for you all the
Don't
time.
You just love how the Holy Spirit helps you?
Amazing.
Ezekiel 36, and I'm going to read 22 through 29. We still got a minute or two. Let's read this. Because of what God just said right there in Psalm 130. Verse, this is Ezekiel 36, 22. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went. God's telling him he's going to deliver him, but he's doing it for him. He's doing it for himself. And I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations. You profaned in the midst, and the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am hallowed in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all the countries and bring you into your own land. I love verse 25. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. That's not you and I doing it ourselves. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your father. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will deliver you from all of your uncleanness. That's out of Ezekiel 36. That's also found, you can write it in your Bible, 2 Corinthians 5, 17. It's also in 2 Corinthians 6, 18. And now I'm adding one more verse, and that's Psalm 130, verse 8. I write it right in my Bible. So that the next time I'm come looking, I can see it. Don't you just love the majesty of God? Mm-hmm. How it so correlates to everything in the Bible. You not only find it one place, you find it two. You find it all over in the Word of God from the end to beginning. Well, that's interesting. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man's in Christ, he's a new creation. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, come out from among them and be ye separate, and I'm going to make a new creation. I never saw that before right now. I hope you enjoyed tonight's word. A little short, but I'm not going to just keep talking. Let's pray the prayer of salvation, because we always want to make sure that all of our friends, all of those who join us from around the world, and it's, I think it's probably 40 nations now amongst all of our channels. We want to make sure you have the opportunity to make Jesus part of your life. You're not joining a church. You're not getting a denomination. You're being reconciled with your Father in Jesus' my name. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my
life. And
according
to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in
you. You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
Thank you for it, Lord.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the
and
Son
you
of God.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
I love it. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
And all of your righteousness.
Filling my life every day.
Filling my life every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus'
fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
so
Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of
pray
God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
And live a full life.
And live a
believer every day.
As a believer every
I pray
day.
This in Jesus' mighty name.
Pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. That's the first time you prayed that prayer with us. You're probably saying, I say it every night. You're probably saying, Pastor, what's going on here? It's the same thing that we all experience every night. Some of you have been saying this with us and you're not getting focused on it. I challenge you, get focused. Because you can experience this every single day. Jesus, the light of the world, just came in you and he filled you with light. You welcomed him in. Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, just came in you and he brought faith. So you got light and faith. And when you say, fill me with all your righteousness, his righteousness comes in and drives out the wickedness. Now, those three things are going to radically change, and you're going to experience it. It's not a feeling. It's an experience. And it's going to make a huge difference in your life. You don't stop sinning because you make a decision. You stop sinning because you receive Jesus righteous.
Amen.
And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, awake to righteousness, and you will not sin. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, they got my email address and websites right there in the comments, in the notes of the program, right down there. Click on them, send me an email, tell me your story, ask me a question, tell me you got born again. I got lots of videos that can help you walk with God every single day of your life. That's my place in your life in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Remember, we receive communion on Sunday mornings here on Read the Word, so. Make sure you're ready. Tell your friends. Share this. They're in the notes down there. You'll notice there's a link that is for every one of these programs. And it's a YouTube playlist. And I encourage you to send it all over the world, wherever people listen. Send it to your friends, your neighbors, your Romans, and your countrymen. And it'll be a blessing to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, Gail Blunt, thanks for streaming live with us.
Yeah.
And somebody else. There, I got somebody else streaming live with us. I can see. Who knows? We always end up with 5, 6, 10, or 15 of you, whatever it is. I speak 100 people streaming live with us from all over the world.
Amen.
I keep asking God to give us 100 people in 100 different nations.
Amen.
I mean, seriously. I love people, and I love the world, and I want to see you make it in Jesus' name. All right. Till we see you again, this is what we say. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves
you.
And
Jesus
is
Lord.
And Jesus is Lord. Should I go back to preaching? Excuse me. Bless you, Gail. Thanks for being with us. And we had a great program tonight. You're going to want to go back and see that one. That was really awesome. All right. See you guys soon.